Welcome to the Washington Page. On today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, Sam McIntosh speaks with Paws and More director Amber Talbot.
Why should people adopt shelter dogs?
I think one of the most important things to consider about adoption and even adding any new furry friend to your environment is making sure that you guys are ready to have a friend and that everybody wants to have a new friend in their home. The American Veterinary Medical Association couldn't have said it better as far as adoption and dogs and shelters and cats for that matter. They say that these are just dogs and cats and that the idea that they are shelter dogs and cats kind of does them a disservice. They are just dogs and cats. And so every dog is an individual. And I think that is one of the most important things to consider when thinking about adoption of a dog, whether it's from a breeder, a friend, a neighbor, a shelter. If that animal's in a shelter, it doesn't mean that it's any different. It's just a dog or a cat that happens to be in those circumstances. And so it's important to understand that they truly are individuals and to think about adoption as looking at that animal's personality versus its physical characteristics, you know, looking at personality versus its appearance. So a lot of families might think that they want that black dog that's sitting at their local shelter, but maybe that dog, because it looks like a Labrador Retriever, might not have any of the personality traits your typical Labrador would have. That's something that's really important to think about.
What qualities do you think a family or a dog owner should have for someone who hasn't previously owned or adopted a dog going into it? You know, how should they be prepared?
The biggest thing is probably that you have the time to spend with an animal and to look at your schedule and kind of align that with the energy level of a dog. Time and resources are the most critical things, because if you've got a 12-hour workday 7 days a week or even 6 days a week, if you've got excessive hours, you know, you're definitely not going to want to adopt or purchase a dog that's really high energy and needing a lot of time and attention, or a puppy for that matter, that's going to need those shorter hours for potty training. Maybe a senior citizen dog that sleeps excessively during the day, that's really calm and has great bladder control, would be an ideal match for an owner that has that type of schedule. So as far as resources, as far as financially, making sure that you can afford annual veterinary expenses that may arise with that animal.
What added value do you think adopting a pet brings to a person's life?
I think it adds a tremendous value. There are countless studies out there that show how your physical health and your mental health and the improved mobility that pets provide to us alone is immeasurable when we're talking about physical and mental health. So it gets you moving for sure. It keeps you active. It keeps you from getting lonely. I think it creates a more social atmosphere for people. A lot of people love to share their stories about their pets, so it creates a topic for people that may be shy, feel that they don't have anything to offer to a conversation, especially senior citizens. They can sure definitely talk about their companion pets with individuals if they're not comfortable. So it just, the tremendous impact is immeasurable from physical and mental health aspects.
How many dogs is Paws and More Shelter currently looking for homes?
Our shelter on average usually has 10 to 12 dogs at any given time. We have had a great month, though. We've been featuring various dogs throughout the month on our Facebook page to highlight them and spotlight them for Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. We've had great success. We've had, I think, 6 or 7 adoptions just this month alone with our dogs. So right now, I think we have about 10 dogs at our shelter, and a couple of those should be getting adopted pretty soon.
The dogs that come to Paws and More, where do they typically come from?
So Paws and More, we serve as animal control for all of Washington County. We are an open admission shelter. Primarily, our focus is making sure that we are able to take in all of the stray animals or animals that are found without identification that may not have an owner. We also take pets that have owners that are unable to keep them anymore from our county, but primarily the initial focus is making sure that we can take in the strays upon that need. So maybe you've personally, or people I'm sure have come into contact with a stray dog running along the highway, or maybe there's been a dog that's wandered into your yard that does not have a tag or any identification. That's how those guys come to us. Most individuals call us that have had an animal show up on their property. We also work closely with the sheriff's department, and a lot of animals are abandoned in locations that that people have moved out of, different scenarios. The goal is that we always reunite these guys if they have a family. And if you watch our Facebook page, we always post on our Facebook page if a new animal has been found and brought to us, hoping to locate that owner. So we do have a good portion of these guys that were able to find their families if they've just gotten away from them. But most of these guys come to us as unclaimed animals that were just kind of found out and about.
If there are people who can't adopt but are wanting to help out with Pawsonmoor Shelter or do what they can, you know, to help shelter dogs, what would you suggest?
A wonderful way to help the shelter is if you are a dog lover and cannot have one, we always need people to come out and socialize and provide enrichment for our dogs while they're waiting for their forever homes. We have a great volunteer program that only requires an orientation that's usually an hour or 2 hours long. Once you go through that volunteer orientation, you can come out and walk dogs, provide enrichment for our dogs. We have a wonderful fenced-in area next to the shelter where we can have dogs run and play off leash. We had a Girl Scout troop make some wonderful agility equipment for us. So there's lots of ways you can come play with the dog off leash to exercise it and help us have them learn training. So we've got a wonderful area for people to go and take a nice walk with these guys. And the more time that they have with people one-on-one, the more happy they are while they're waiting for their forever home, which is in turn going to make them more adoptable and appealing to families that are looking for a pet.
That's been today's Washington Page for KCII with Pawsonmoor Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot.